said to Nyan Neko with my own Neko. My cat is in my lap, so you get some purrs today and scratches. I thought I'd talk a bit about ASMR today, and what that might be if you guys don't know. Excuse the computer noises. But ASMR, it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, and it's like a tingling sensation that you feel on your skin, around your scalp, and your neck, that area, if you happen to hear a quote-unquote trigger. So, ASMR is a very broad term, especially the types of triggers. You'll notice online and on Twitch, you'll see a lot of pretty girls with makeup brushes brushing their mic. And there's even those mics with ears on them, which I found to be really strange, but it makes sense because then the ear canal shape would gather sound more realistically. But yeah, it can also be a sleep aid for people, just to have that white noise in the background. Personally, for me, I do not feel those tingles whenever I hear some of the triggers. Honestly, it's a little strange as far as things that could trigger auditory reactions. For me, I get those tingles when I... when I am scared, like a jump scare, like there's a spider on the floor, so like I'll physically react in that way and feel those tingles. Another time I'll feel those tingles is when I see something super cringy. I'll cringe and feel the tingles. But yeah, some triggers involve like scratching or head scratching, patting, like this. I'm scratching my cat and between her ears and behind her ears right now, so that's what you're hearing. So if you feel tingles, congratulations, ASMR works for you. There's like eating ASMR and whispering, or just like repetitive words. Yeah, you like the scratches, don't you? She's loving all the attention. Oh, purrs. I might do another pillow talk recording with her purring. She sits in my lap so often, I might as well, right? Clickbait. Totally. Excuse the cars. It's about 8:30 in the morning, so traffic's starting to pick up. Yeah, my friend who kind of introduced me to ASMR, he's very he gets all the tingles, so much so that when I say stepping on a wet sponge, just his thought process and even thinking about the sensation is enough to give him tingles. So I think that's why ASMR is so effective for him. She's so loud, I'm sorry. Thing I wanted to talk about today is the different tere types, like tsundere or yandere, but apparently I'll link this article, but there's apparently 14 popular tere types in every anime. Quick summary of what dere types are. It's kind of like an archetype of personality for characters that is seen throughout anime. Alright, so the first one is tsundere. T-S-U-N-D-E-R-E. And that in itself has two types. This is going to get confusing really quickly. Okay, so tsundere is where the character is usually verbally and physically abusive to the object of their desire. They're very, like, headstrong person, and they're trying to put up a front, but when they get compliments, they insult you, most likely. Like, or are you saying that? You're so stupid, to cover up their embarrassment. Baka is the Japanese word for, like, stupid, when referring to a person. I don't know Japanese, I'm sorry. But the second type of tsundere is they're friendly and generous to everyone else, but to the person that they like, they're really mean. Because they don't know how to express their feelings. Yeah. Yandere is really twisted. They're usually really sweet and cutesy on the outside with everyone, and that's their, like, public face, but their hidden side is that they're completely obsessed with you, potentially, the love interest, so you could push it, so they're, like, completely stalker-ish and have this shrine of hair and notes and things that they've gathered from you, maybe like a shirt or something that they stole, or and they'll most likely do something drastic, like kidnap you or a scenario like that, with the premise of keeping you safe and you're all mine. It's okay, that type of thing. And they don't handle rejection well. Like, probably by that moment they'll get really violent. Again, this is all fictional. And you know how anime is, they can get really extreme with characters and storylines, which makes it entertaining, and it's an escape and all that. Okay, for dandere, D-A-N-D-E-R-E, they are quiet. In other words, quiet, shy, and harmless. But they get more talkative around their love interest, which is really cute, that their love interest can get them out of their shell. But at the same time, how would they handle rejection? sorry, that was gross. How would they handle rejection? Like, they'd probably become even more closed off to everyone. Kudere, Kuudere, is emotionless, cold, and distant. Sorry, I'm gonna get some water. Another ASMR trigger is like tapping. And water swishing. Sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. like a spray bottle would be another one. I'm not gonna spray you guys, I'm sorry. Kudere is emotionless, cold, and distant. They are monotonous. Monotonous, is that the right word? They're very blunt and cynical, and usually just very distant. But they are capable of love, and that could be a fun character too. Thrown into that situation. Dere Dere is the most cheerful character. They're just loving and happy overall for no apparent reason. Despite the circumstances, they're still happy and cheerful. Like, it might be to the point of being super annoying. Hime Dere is like a princess complex where they act stuck up and they feel entitled, but they use it as a mask to hide their insecurities. Uji Dere, Oujidere is like a prince complex, so same as Hime Dere, it would be the prince version of that. Uji Dere, Kami Dere is the god complex. Kami is god, where they believe everyone should treat them as divine beings, and they will force their views on everyone. Not all of these are romantically based. Undere is one that says yes to everything. Like, un, or un, in the positive, as far as Japanese goes. Like, they'll just agree to everything. And is usually combined with other types. Mayadere is the antagonist who falls in love with the main character, but it doesn't mean they'll switch sides and are willing to kill their love interest if they feel betrayed. That's interesting. And then Bodere combines the violent nature of Sundere with the shyness of Dandere. Bodere characters are usually shy around the opposite sex and lash out to hide their embarrassment. Okay, so they're Okay, so you're kind of adding like the shy about the other gender to everything. So, like, maybe around their own gender, they're just normal and violent, and then in front of the opposite gender, they're completely thrown off and shy. But will still get angry when they're embarrassed. Hinedere takes the icy nature of kudere and combines it with the arrogant attitude of the kamidere. So just to recap, kudere was the one that you're completely blank? Yeah. So cold, distant, but you still think you're a god. That would be Hinedere. They'll often still show their soft side when a character breaks through their shell. Often cynical and sarcastic. Last one. Sadodere. Sadodere. Sadistic characters that get off toying with characters on an emotional and physical level. If they find a love interest, they better be a masochist who can take a beating. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. So Sadodere is like, I guess a dom in one way or another. It doesn't say anything else about that. Because with doms and subs, you have that dynamic, but I think Sadodere is just the name for the type of anime character that fits that description. Anyways, yeah, those are all the dere types. If anyone's curious. Sorry if this was just like a straight reading of the article, it was just very interesting to me. Yeah. I might do like a pick your own dere story. That might be interesting for scripts. Just to like showcase and understand each type. Yeah, more stuff to write. Yay. Yeah, hope you guys have a good day and a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.